Welcome to Meditations. My name is James Aregan, founder and senior pastor of Tetrae Church International here in Benin City, Nigeria. This is Meditations, a daily opportunity to enjoy a quiet time with God through hymns and songs, a word from God, prayers, and daily confessions. Join me now as we begin with this song. For me, let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy wounded side which flowed be of sin and double. Not the labor of my hands can fulfill thy law's demand. Could my zeal no respite know? Could my tears forever flow? All for sin could not atone. Thou must save, and thou alone. Nothing in my hand I bring, simply to thy cross I cling. Naked come to thee for dress, helpless look to thee for grace. Vow I to
Hello and welcome to the dawning of another brand new day. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and we will be glad in it. Welcome to the miracle of waking up in the morning. You have been blessed with another glorious day. Okay, so no mourning, no sadness. This is a day of joy because waking up is a blessing. It's a miracle that God has given to you. So celebrate your life and trust God that good things, amazing things will take place in your life today, because I believe that God has good plans, not just good plans, but great plans for you today. If you can believe it, if you can accept it, then it will be yours. Okay? Now, this morning we're going to meditate on Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22. It says, "The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he added no sorrow to it." The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he added no sorrow to it. So, this will suggest that maybe there is another kind of blessing, but it's not of the Lord, okay? But it says the one that comes from God makes rich and adds no sorrow to it, okay? And there are examples in the Bible. Genesis chapter 12 verse 2. God said to Abraham, "And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing." Now that was the blessing that God put on Abraham. Now look at Genesis 13 verse 2. "And Abraham was very rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold." The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. So God blessed Abraham in Genesis chapter 12, where he pronounced on him, "I will make, you know, thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing." The next chapter, "And Abraham was very rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold." So the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. It maketh rich. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich. Okay? It does. And then he adds no sorrow. He adds no sorrow with it. So it would seem as if there is another blessing that does not come from the Lord. Maybe it might make you rich, I don't know, but there is sorrow attached to it. You see that? Okay, there is sorrow attached to it. God's blessing should be the preferred blessing. That should be what you strive for and search for and long for. Okay? Now, the Lord is not the only one that makes people rich. This may surprise you, but let me show you something. In Matthew chapter 4, when Jesus was tempted, look at what the devil did. Verse 8 of Matthew chapter 4, it says, "Again, the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain, and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. And he said unto him, All these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me." So the devil too can give the glory of this world. I'm telling you, it was going to give, in tempting Jesus Christ, he showed him all the kingdoms and the glories and promised him he will give it to him if he will fall down and worship him. So you see, God is not the only one that can make you rich. But if the riches does not come from God, it will add sorrow to your life. You know, someone told me many years ago about a guy, he knew a man who had made it. He had money, But man, the man was living in fear. He was always afraid that they will come and steal his money. When he's driving his car, his heart is beating. He's looking left, right, center, back, everywhere, you know, in his house, high fence, you know, big guard dogs and security. I mean, he is always living in fear. But that's not how God wants to bless you. How can you be blessed by God and still be living in fear? And you have sorrow. God's blessing doesn't cause sorrow. Some other people, they have wealth, but they cannot enjoy it. You know, the process by which they got the money has enslaved them, so they can't enjoy it. But the blessings of God, it makes rich and it adds no sorrow to it, because when God blesses you, you get to enjoy the blessing. And this is so important. That's why you have to get the blessing God's way. Okay? And in God's economy and God's kingdom, the way to the blessing of God is through obedience of God's instruction. It's to put Him first. It's to say, God, you are my priority and you matter more. And not just more, you matter most. There was a rich man who came to Jesus and was saying that, you know, he wanted what Jesus was giving. And Jesus looked at him and had compassion on him and said, go sell everything you have. Give it to the poor. Come and follow me. He couldn't do it. Couldn't, because his wealth was great and his wealth was his defense. God was not his defense. And God was telling him, get rid of any defense you have and let me become your defense. And he failed the test. You know, in order to get the blessings of God, he has to be number one. He has to be number one. This is the key. Because anything else that has your heart will enslave you. But God does not enslave, He frees you. Because He made you. He created you, and He wants you to experience the glory that He put in your life when He made you. God never enslaves. Instead, He frees you to live your best life. So this morning, make Him number one. In your prayers today, declare it to Him and say, God, you are my number one. You are my priority. I will do whatever you ask me to do. I submit and surrender to your will, no matter what it is. When you surrender and make Him number one, whatever He blesses you with, you will enjoy it. May you enjoy every blessing that God will pour out to you today. I'll leave you to pray. Let's take our daily confession. Now I want you to say this after me. I am healed by the stripes of Jesus. I am redeemed by the blood of Jesus. I am victorious in all my ventures. I am strong. I can do all things through Christ. I am righteous. Sin has no power over me. Worshiping God in spirit and in truth is my new addiction. I am rich. I am above only. I work in divine wisdom. I am a child of God. My Father is the King of Kings. I am royalty. I am chosen. I am blessed. Hallelujah.
Thank you for joining me on Meditations today. For comments or to get more information, view the episode notes for contact information. If you live in Benin City area, you can attend any of our Sunday services at 8 a.m. or at 9:45 a.m. at our church venue, Tetraya Church International, at the Ugbo Road, Ugbo Village Road intercession before you get to BIU. I'll see you again tomorrow. Do have a beautiful day.